Let's check Ag News on the RFD Radio Network. I'm Delos Yonke. One of the top issues in Springfield continues to be wetlands, explained by Kevin Simlo, Illinois Farm Bureau's Executive Director of Governmental Affairs and Commodities, visiting yesterday with our Rita Frazier.
We know that the environmental community is working on yet another one of their ideas and drafts, but yet again, we anticipate that it'll be too overreaching, very broad. It comes down to what is a wetland and how you define that and who's going to define that. And so in all the proposals that we've seen so far, that legislation is, like I said, it's not well thought out, and it's just kind of everything would be a wetland. So anything that has any type of water accumulation, whether it be a small puddle up to a true wetland, that's what their definition is, because they have indicated, the proponents of their legislation, they don't quite know where to start. And so they're asking us, well, what could you live with? What would be a reasonable wetland for you? What could we measure? So we're like, well, wait a minute. We've got isolated wetlands. You've got permanent wetlands. You've got wetlands next. So there's so many things out there, and it's never been clearly defined. And so we're continuing to work on that legislation to see if we can't get that slowed down. So as you talk to your legislators, please just encourage them that this needs to be a well-thought-out concept and not something that's just jammed through in the last 5 weeks of session.
Kevin Simlo with Illinois Farm Bureau visiting with our Rita Frazier. You can hear more on RFD Illinois and RFD Today, heard on many of these same stations. Also in Springfield, we get a regular report from Steve Bridge at our affiliate there, WFMB.
State Treasurer Mike Frericks and Congressman Danny Davis want the U.S. Treasury to make it easier to get people their old and forgotten U.S. savings bonds back. They say efforts by the feds to treat mature bonds as missing money don't go far enough because the federal government is the only holder of names, addresses, and serial numbers of the bond holders. A new law in 2023 was set to change some of that and allow Treasury to give states information on bonds being held. But recent rules released by them seem to be limited, and Frericks says it will limit his office and other state treasurers' efforts to return those bonds to the rightful owners.
They don't want to turn this money over to state treasurers because that'd be $30 billion going out of the federal treasury. But that's okay. It doesn't belong to them. As I said, no one ever purchased a savings bond because they wanted to help the federal debt.
Frerich says his office has the tools and ability to connect people to lost and forgotten assets. The federal government, he figures, might not want to.
If you have to go to the Treasury, U.S. Treasury website, navigate that process, submit all the documentation, a lot of people just give up. And I think Treasury is counting on that. We make it easier. We've returned a lot of money out there, and we want to return even more to help them keep their word.
Treasury hasn't issued physical paper bonds since 2010, just electronic ones, perhaps leading to another way of misplacing the investment. Reporting in Springfield, I'm Steve Bridge for the RFD Radio Network.
Two bits yesterday of disappointing economic news. First, quarterly GDP from the Bureau of Economic Analysis showed the economy grew at an annualized pace of 1.6% during the period. The expectations were for 2.5% growth. Also, the Core Personal Consumption Expenditures Index, an inflation measure closely watched by the Federal Reserve, excludes food and energy categories, but was up 3.7% in the first quarter, much higher than the 2% gain in the previous quarter. This is the RFD Radio Network.